Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession,
Steve O snorted HIV positive cocaine. A cokehead indeed. Wendy Williams admits she will step away from her show for a significant amount of time, leaving everyone to wonder if the baby mama drama rumors are true. And I know you've all seen the memes about Soulja Boy, so we will discuss his interview on The Breakfast Club. What's good, y'all? It's your host, Angel Vondrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello, and you are listening to the one and the only Confession. I knew that would make you crack up.
You know me very well. You know me very well because I'm over here dying right now. Your voice been cracked about four times since you got on the mic. What's going on with you, Jen Othello?
Not shit. You know, same old. Actually, I took a little break from work. I'm off for the next couple of days just to, you know, breathe and focus on schoolwork and, you know, no added stress and, you know, just a lot of personal things going on in my life that I want to tackle and take care of. So I'm just excited about that and being able to relax. But
I know that's right.
My week has been, it's looking up. How's your week been, Ms. Angel Vondrina?
I'm trying to think. I've had a pretty decent week. Just knocking things out, getting things done, focusing on trips that I'm trying to take this year, and just really enjoying life, trying to get this weight together still, working out still. We've worked out for pretty much 6 days every week since the first. Since January 1st. So for 3 weeks, you know.
Yes.
I haven't really noticed any big change or anything like that. But my husband, his love handles are getting all tiny and his chest getting all big, arms getting all swole, stomach getting all flat. I'm like, what kind of bullshit is this? What is this about? Meanwhile, my love handles are still poking out like, hey, girl, you thought I was gone, but I'm not. Like, so I'm just trying to get it together because I know. What? Go ahead and lie to me. I
want
to hear it. I need to
know. No, okay. I'm sure you have seen some changes, or you know, people that haven't been around you're going to notice changes. But I mean, you know, with like men, it takes no effort. It just takes a little bit of effort to see some change. Like, but I'm proud of y'all, child. I went to the gym yesterday.
Thank you.
Actually, I went to the gym twice this week, which has been the first time in like forever.
Okay. That's good. That's because y'all ass playing on something
like,
to Vegas. You got to be fine. You got to be splendid.
I need
your ass trying to come to Vegas. You trying to be slim thick. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be out here like, yes, bitches. Yes. Walking around with your chest showing. You know you ain't got no hair in your chest, trying to walk around with your chest showing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what up? What up, y'all? So,
making people uncomfortable. They're like, put your shirt on.
Shit, I don't give a fuck, shit. I'm be up in that motherfucking swim area. Where is a bikini? Where is the thong bikini? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I have dimples in my butt, so I'm not trying to be doing the most. But I am trying to be up there looking cute as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, extra cute. So, yes. But that's not but obviously, like I told you guys in the beginning of the year, that's not the only reason I'm working on, you know, my fitness. I didn't even plan on going to Vegas until just a few weeks ago, you know. So, the goal is just to ultimately have a lifestyle change. And, like, so far, it's been really good. I haven't really missed anything that I can't make myself. Like, I make my own potatoes from a vegetable. Not a potato either. Like, I made it from, like, a different type of vegetable that doesn't have any mini carbs. It's just the keto diet, you know. High fat, low carbs, and it hasn't, you know, only thing that was my real big issue was bread. And I learned how to make my own bread. I make bread every single week. Hell, I just took some bread out the oven, you know. And even for breakfast, you know, I made this banana bread today. It was fucking delicious. Like, so it's really not that difficult, you know, if you just stick to it. My main goal right now is to try and replace my breakfast with a shake and then, you know, move along that road. And then once again with the liquor, because I love to drink. I want to try I want to try to twice a week not to drink. So that's going to be like, and some people may be like, babe, it ain't that hard. It is. It is. Especially when you have 3 kids, a dog, and a husband barking at you all at one time. So just trying to let you know. The devil is real, okay? But no, ultimately I'm just trying to get myself together. And then with liquor, it just gets you fat. You know what I'm saying? So if I can just tone down on that, I'll be good to go. But anyways, y'all, we got a whole lot of shit to talk about today. So before we start those topics, don't forget to check us out on YouTube, Instagram, just everywhere, you guys, just everywhere. And, well, we are pretty much everywhere, you know, SoundCloud, Anchor, and then send those confessions to confessionsnumber2us@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama. Let us know what you want to hear. Before we get into those hot topics, Jen, go ahead and hit them with that confession question for the day. And Jen doesn't know what's going to happen with these questions. So it's going to be very, very fun. Go ahead and do that, young Jen, after the sparkle.
All right, y'all. Confession question. Tonight we're going to ask and answer some questions and send your answers to us at confessiontous@gmail.com. Again, tonight we are going to ask and answer some questions and send us your answers to confessiontous@gmail.com. And let's get into those confessionals. Angel Bondrina.
All right. All right, y'all. Okay, guys, so according to BLAD.com, Steve O became known for his wild antics on MTV's Jackass. Now Steve O has admitted to a shocking situation while on the show In Depth with Graham Bitsinger. Steve O recalled one time where he snuck into a drug dealer's house to try and get cocaine. Steve O said, "I went over to the table to scrap up a pile of cocaine to snort it, but as I sat down looking at it, blood had been squirted. You can see like the little tiny little blood splattered on the residue." He went on to say that drug dealer ended up coming out as HIV positive, and Steve-O went on to say his actions were desperate and pathetic. So he did snort that HIV positive covered cocaine out of a desperate and pathetic act. Jen, is Steve-O still out here snorting cocaine that's covered with HIV? What are your thoughts?
You said it's who? You said what? Repeat that question.
Is Steve-O still out here snorting HIV-covered cocaine?
I hope not, because that is terrible. But, I mean, as we all know it, when it comes to addiction, you know, with certain addictions, like, people just don't care at that time. Like, they don't make sense of it. You know, thank God that, you know, HIV is something, as soon as it touches the air, you can't contract it anyway.
Yeah.
Not to say that he doesn't have it, you know. If he was, you know, sharing needles with this person, or it clearly if he was desperate enough to, you know, snort like blood covered cocaine, what else has he done to get a fix from his habit? It's interesting. I was just watching this movie that you all should watch. It's called Party Monster, but it's based on a true story about this guy named Michael Alec, who was like the king of, they call him like the king or the ringleader of the club kids, who are basically like this new school of young people that went out in the 80s and early 90s, right after like the AIDS epidemic had like started like making its way or whatever. But he was like a big deal. He just basically led like this whole school of, you know, young people who were free spirited and, you know, used a ton of drugs and, you know, have fun, but they ended up eventually
was
becoming
it on
addicts
Netflix?
To the point. It's on, do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
You said you don't?
I do have it.
Okay, so it's. Have you ever heard of Prime Video? Because if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it's on Prime Video, but it's called Party Monster. But it's really good. But what happened?
Yes, I pay my $120 a year.
Oh God, that's a lot of fucking money. But
I know.
But what happens is the fact of, you know, him being on drugs so bad, like they just said, like over the years he got so out of control that he basically just made these people that were around him into, like, instant celebrities, like, just instant celebrities. There was one guy, he was, like, because he broke up with his boyfriend, or his boyfriend at one point was on drugs really bad, and his boyfriend got off the drugs, and then he, who originally wasn't on drugs, got into drugs really heavily, and his boyfriend broke up with him because of, like, his drug usage, and he was like, you know, I'm going to make a drug dealer famous, and he was like, and I'm going to make him famous. He's going to have a whole new list of clientele, and I'm just going to get free drugs. But he used so much of drugs that the drug dealer eventually was just like, okay, I need some money. I need some something. Like, you keep using me for all this shit, and I'm not getting nothing in return. So they got to it so bad, he killed the man. Killed him, butchered him up, like,
wow.
Just horrific.
No, damn,
like,
you
just
gotta
cut his limbs. I mean, it's a true story. Like,
it,
I mean, if you could, if you Google it, was like a bit. It was a big deal in like the 90s. Like, a lot of people knew about it. You know, we just young, so we never heard of it. But, but yeah, no, definitely check it out. But I was just saying all that to say that, you know, for addiction, like, a lot of times people will do some crazy shit. Like, will do some insane shit. Because when I tell you that, I was watching just like, wow, this is so sad. And a lot of times, like, these people, they be wanting, like, freedom of some sort because they come from broken homes or whatever, and they end up just becoming a slave to the drugs. So I hope he was able to, get, to you know, get a handle on the cocaine use. But I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I
to
agree.
Say.
That's
right. That's pathetic and sad. I will say.
That's true. That is true, guys. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next topic.
All right, y'all. Next topic. And this is according to thegrapevine.com. It looks like Sony and R. Kelly have officially decided to part ways. And this is according to Billboard. The decision reportedly comes on the heels of Lifetime's recent docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly, which features detailed allegations against R. Kelly's situation. But he has been removed from RCA's official website. He started off his career signed to Jive Records, and when Jive became a part of Sony BMG, he fell under the Sony umbrella as well. He has been in contract with RCA as of recent, which is also under Sony. Since the airing of Surviving R. Kelly, many artists have spoken out against him in the wake of the allegations. Artists like Lady Gaga and Celine Dion have also pulled their songs, which features R. Kelly, from streaming services. Also, what they reported is R. Kelly's music has been on hold with Sony and RCA, which meant they weren't going to release any additional new music until the criminal investigations were resolved. How do you feel about that, Ms. Angel Vondrina?
Good. I feel good about it. You know, R. Kelly, I feel like for so long he felt like he was untouchable just because his music was so great. You know, he made good songs, great music. He has a wonderful voice, but ultimately he is sick. And so people are taking action and they're showing him, hey, you know, you aren't untouchable. You know, you're definitely not invincible. So people are definitely taking action. And I'm very excited that people are taking action as far as everything that's going on with R. Kelly, because he really is a monster. And not only that, but just the people, I feel like a lot of the celebrities that are coming out, people, they really don't do things unless celebrities, for some reason, come out. It's not just the witnesses or the victims, it's also celebrities. Once celebrities start speaking about it and it becomes top of the news and everybody and it gets on these big channels and stuff, then that's when people say, okay, you know, we need to pull this music because of all of these allegations and stuff. So I hope that, you know, he sees what's going on. He really is, you know, he feel this pain, feel, and I'm not saying he's in pain, but I hope he feel this, you know, financially, and something happens. I don't know what, but I hope he definitely, with all the allegations and everything that's been said about him, I hope he, you know, he goes to jail for everything that he's done to all of these women. What are your thoughts about it?
I completely agree. You know, I am glad that finally people are, you know, from the music industry on down to his once fans are, you know, waking up and realizing that what he has done has been, you know, horrendous, and he has affected a lot of individuals, you know, and especially us as Black people. You know, we can't continue to support a man like this. I want him to suffer financially. You know, if he's not going to go to prison, you know, he needs to be broke. Like, he needs to have everything took from him, like he took from these little girls and innocence.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know, everything that comes to him, to me, is, like, I completely okay with happening.
Yeah, he deserves
out of order at the end. I'm surprised that, you know, the Sony has parted ways with him, because I'm sure that has been, even recently with the streaming going up, they have been making money, our killers are making money for them, so I am surprised by that. But that is the most responsible thing to do. You know, he is a free person. He is still going to have fans, and I'm sure he's going to make whoever him, you know, or however he does it, he's going to be able to figure out how to make some money. But as far as him, his business ties, they need to part ways. If he want to focus on becoming an independent artist and, you know, doing whatever the fuck he do, that's fine. But nobody needs to attach their names to this person, you know. But yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy about it. Definitely.
Me too.
Now we need to press pressed against him, and that's it.
And that's it, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and move on to the next topic. Okay, guys, so I'm not sure if you all heard what's going on with Wendy Williams, but according to BET.com, the 54-year-old announced pretty much her leave regarding social media, and she stated that it points to health concerns as the primary reason that she needs some time off. So she stated that she is going to take off for a significant amount of time on her show. As Wendy Williams Hunter previously shared, she fractured her shoulder and has been on the mend, her family wrote, which was shared as a picture on her Twitter account. Over the past few days, Wendy has experienced complications regarding her Graves' disease that will require treatment. Wendy will be under strict supervision with her physicians, and as part of her care, there will be a significant amount of time spent in the hospital. And despite her strong desire to return to her show, she is taking a necessary extended break from her show to focus on her personal and physical well-being. Wendy thanks everyone in advance for their well wishes and for respecting her and the Hunter family's privacy at this time. In a statement from Damar Mercury, for over 10 years, Wendy has been a vital part of the Damar Mercury family. We wholeheartedly support Wendy and her decision to take time off as she needs, and we welcome her back with open arms the moment she is ready. The Wendy Williams Show will air repeat episodes the week of January 21st, so this upcoming week, and will produce original episodes with a variety of hosts starting that following week, which is January 28th. So, Jen, do you think this is real, or do you think that, you know, it's just a cover up for what's happening with the baby mama drama, or do you think it could be a combination of both?
I do believe it's a combination of both. I do feel like Wendy's at a point to where she has made a career out of, you know, exploiting, you know, other celebrities and their relationship,
yeah.
And I feel like she does not want to come to terms with hers publicly crumbling. So it may have something to do with that. And
you know, I do feel like she's suffering from some sort of mental illness. I don't know if she's having a nervous breakdown, if she's back using drugs. But I do feel like
somebody I know told me that she's using drugs.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that you know told you that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they don't know her, but, you know, they were just like, yeah, you know, you can just tell by her actions, how she looks.
Oh, by
you know, it definitely
like
looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she
yeah,
looks like she's back on drugs heavily. You know, drug addicts know when, or people who have used drugs in the past, they know when other people.
Yeah,
know,
no, that,
they,
that's what I was going to say.
Wrong drugs, so.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Maybe, yeah, addict would definitely know, or somebody who once was could definitely spot. Because I've had family members like that who, you know, at one point were on drugs and, you know, will be in public. Like, for instance, we were, like, at a restaurant one time. And they was like, that girl is high as hell, and not like high, like on weed, like high on some other shit. And I didn't notice it, you know. And but yeah, they knew. Like they said, she was just like super speedy and back and forth, and they was like, yeah, she's tripping right now. Like
she's tripping.
Like yeah, I hope that she like yeah, but I hope that she gets the help that she needs, like for real, because I mean. Wendy Williams, we talk a lot of shit, but, I mean, she is, you know, a talent and, you know, a force. And, you know, I would hate for everything to fall apart. I do want her to leave that man. You know, he out here with a whole woman pregnant and, you know, she's the neighbor and all this crazy shit. And, you know, he's planning to divorce and leave her. And I hope that he's not able to get a dime from her.
Right.
But, yeah, no, that's...
But we know that probably won't happen. You know, this was.
We know.
She got on the show. Yeah, because I'm like, this is something that she started when they were, you know, they were already a couple. This was way after the radio show and everything else. So I'm sure, and, you know, with hers is his, unfortunately, for the situation. So if, and that's probably why she doesn't, you know, want to divorce him, if, you know, because it's like, well, shit, if I divorce him, I'm going to lose half my damn money, possibly even more. You know, if he come up with a receipt, like,
right.
Oh, well, I'm still going to do this.
Bitch,
I take...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thing
is,
it should be some sort of clause, though, in prenuptial agreements where
I'm like, it's not a prenup, that's the clause.
But to where, if it's, because I'm sure even in prenuptials, the person is getting something. It's not completely... You know, they're walking away broke. They're just not getting 50-50. They may get, like, a several million and some sort of, like, severance package where it's just like, we're just going to leave you with this. Whatever you make of it is what you make of it, you know. But I feel like, child, with affairs and infidelity, yeah, especially if it's a person who isn't the breadwinner,
right,
they should be walking away with nothing. Yeah.
Like a damn thing.
Nothing. I'm sorry, honey. You don't want to fuck this marriage up. Not me.
Yeah.
So
not me. And I agree 100%.
But as far as Wendy Williams, I hope that she gets everything in order and together. Do you think they're gonna end up pulling the show eventually?
Do I think they're gonna end up pulling the show?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I hope not.
Yes.
I don't really watch the Wendy Williams show. But when I do watch it, every single time it's absolutely entertaining. I always learn something new. It's funny the way she reacts to things. I be sitting up there like, Wendy, hey, you know, dancing and jamming and all of that. So I hope they don't pull the show, but ultimately I feel like it's determined on when she comes back. Like, you know, she needs to take a couple weeks off, you know, a month off. Maybe they can, you know, get new people on there and, you know, it won't be as, you know, fun. It won't be as, you know, joyful, but if they get somebody on the show and they are, you know, the views are really, you know, sparking and they hitting and people are really enjoying these new individuals, they may just, you know, she may just be canceled. As far as the Wendy Williams show, they may rename it and it may become a different type of show, which, you know, ultimately means that that show was pulled, you know. So I really feel like it really is up to how long she needs off. You know, if you're taking a 6-month break, you know, like people in that type of industry, shit just, I mean, it moves around so quickly. People, they forget about you so fast, you know. So I just hope that, like you said, she get her things together. You know, she figure out what she's going to do with her family. And if, you know, she's going through that divorce, like, she needs to hop on that damn show and be like, yeah, talk about her situation. Like, yeah, my husband, he's a bitch-ass nigga. He's been up there. He was fucking around. This is what's going on. Put that shit out there. Because nobody likes for their information to be put out on blast without them telling people what's going on, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something's going on with me and my husband, I don't want to find out from somebody else. I prefer to know from him and then me tell people what's going on. I don't want to hear that shit from somebody else. So I feel like in that same situation with her, you know what I'm saying, tell people what's going on, because all it is a bunch of different allegations. People don't know what's really happening for sure. So I feel like if she tell people what's going on, that's probably going to be one of the best viewed shows that there is, and she's going to be right back popping. You know, but if she's, like, you know, all timid and don't really want anybody to know what's going on because she still wants this shit to work, even though he has a whole entire kid on the way, you know, it's just like, and then she still keeps it a secret, because we all know what happened with that last episode, not the very last one, but one of the prior episodes where she was just like, yeah, don't worry about my husband, you know, this, we're good, you know, people need to be focusing on their own. And it's just like, come on, sis, we all know what's happening, you know, so... And it's not a good thing. It sucks. But put that information out there so nobody else can really, you know, talk about what's happening in your life. You know what I'm saying? You can tell people what's going on and keep that shit moving, because guess what? Next year or the year after, nobody's going to give a fuck about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to see what happens. Yep. So with that being said, you guys are going to go ahead and move on to our last topic of the day, which involves Soulja Boy and his outfit.
All right, y'all. Last topic. And this is also according to thegrapevine.com. If you live under a non-cocaine rock, there's a better than 100% chance that you were confused as to why Soulja Boy was all over your social media timelines on Wednesday. It is the year of our Lord, 2019. Why in West Hell was that little Superman, that whole nigga, taking up valuable bandwidth, interrupting what might as well be called the Black Don't Crack Challenge? If that confused you, then you were probably even more confused as to why there was a video floating around of him saying Drake's name over and over again. And just why was this nigga standing up? Well, the Great Mind's going to tell you. DeAndre Cortez Way, a.k.a. Young Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy Tell Him, a.k.a. Soulja, just provided so much unintentional comedy and spit some truisms for that ass during his recent appearance on The Breakfast Club. While it may be curious as to why an interview involving somebody who often gets considered an industry punching bag might be interesting, let me tell you it was. So here are 10 reasons as to why it's both a must-watch video, and why we may and should look at Young Draco a little bit differently. For one, let's start out at the ending, because I'll be damned if he didn't close out in the fabulous fashion. Nigga, the way he said, Drake, was so much like disgust, literally having trouble over in laughter. Like, all that shit that Pusha T put in the story of Addie Dom was accomplished by Soulja's repetition of his name twice. It was truly a beauty to behold. Soulja said his name with such disdain, a poem, as if he knows something we don't, that I'm pretty sure that Kiki does not, in fact, love Drake.
Oh, gosh.
Drake might set the book, but I think it needs, and this is number two, it needs a bit more immortalizing. Ray J and Soulja Boy are like alternate universe versions of one another. Down to their demeanor, they are remarkably affable despite decades of clowning. Both of them remarkably more successful than most folks want to admit. They show up at places selling things, and most importantly, neither gets much credit for, well, anything. I truly feel like if Ray were a rapper, he'd be Soulja, and if Soulja were a singer, he'd be Ray. Number three, which is why Soulja Boy claiming to be from Bompton was so ridiculous. Quite obviously, he talked about his gang affiliations. At one point, he distinctly remembers claiming some gangster disciple said he was born in Chicago, so I presume his family has family there, and GD is also popular down south and definitely in Atlanta. But now apparently he's down with some Compton blood set.
But I guess once you get down, you know, get down, either way, I think that non-LA Blood Tip gang affiliations are dumb, especially for R&B niggas like Chris Brown. But, you know, sometimes you got the flu and sometimes you got the flu. Number four, so one significant portion of the interview was where Soulja Boy took about talked about the L's he took early in his career and how everybody said he was responsible for killing hip-hop. At 16 years old, he was responsible for the demise of a whole-ass genre, and yet he literally probably unintentionally quarterbacked the entire modern version of the genre. Obviously, this, the sound Kanye crafted with 808s and Heartbreak has set the tone, but Soulja turned the whole genre into a YouTube views, money-making venture, and social media frenzy. Five, can somebody please stop telling Envy to stop focusing so much on his top beats? Six, the fact that Soulja kept calling Charlamagne the God Charlotte, even when it clearly wasn't working and sounded dumb, made me laugh several times. Is like he really wanted Charlotte to work as a nickname for his nickname. It doesn't. Seven, one interesting thing he mentioned that I think is representative of a larger cultural issue is that he showed up with a video game console as the only rapper to have and sell one, and how many folks are careful of it. Eight, somebody does not need to explain to him. Somebody does need to explain to him what comeback means, but I mean, who hasn't struggled with that concept at times, you know? Also, Meek Mill is definitely the 2018 comeback king. Nine, Soulja really has been more present than any of us want to acknowledge, especially for this new wave of artists. What was extremely illuminating from the combo is that he's not stupid at all. In fact, he's a pretty smart kid who also happens to be high energy and introspective enough to still present in a game on paper he should have been spit out of a decade ago. And 10 is, it is amazing how an interview can entirely change the perspective on an individual. I wager so many folks who walk away, maybe not looking to check out his music, but feeling like they like Soulja as a person, even amidst some of his narcissistical boasts. He's a rapper after all. Narcissistical boast is part of the course of for the money as rappers. That's what happened with me and 21 Savage. Also, during his Breakfast Club interview, I may not care for their musical output, but as people, they're all right with me. Agree or disagree with much of what he said, that man provided a fun and entertaining interview. And also means that will last forever. What did you think about the Soulja Boy interview with Angel Montana?
So I heard half of it on my way to work, and I was dying. I definitely heard when he kept calling Charlamagne the guy Charla, and I was confused. I was like, who the hell is Charla? And then, man, I laughed. I just thought it was hilarious. But it was, from the half I heard, it was very entertaining. I definitely saw all the memes. I don't know if anybody else seen those. If you've been under, like, a rock, like Jen said, you know, you haven't seen them, but it was absolutely hilarious. Me and one of my coworkers, well, she's not really my coworker. She's just somebody who sits up front. But she, me and her, we were just looking at the memes and just cracking up. And then I had to go back to my desk before my boss came. So that was funny. But it was overall very entertaining. And a lot of people, they doubted his like, him being honest and a lot of the shit that he was saying. And I don't, you know, I pretty much don't, I understand why they doubted him. You know, some of the things he was saying was very questionable, and especially when he talked about his gang affiliation. It was just like, what are you talking about? But it was, nonetheless, it was very entertaining. Jen, did you listen to the interview, and what were your thoughts on it?
I listened to the whole interview. My first thought was I was happy that I feel like it's going to exceed the Tekashi 6ix9ine Breakfast Club interviews right now. It's at 10 million views. Because, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine is bragged about being the best artist ever and all this other shit. And how he brought the most people to the Breakfast Club as far as, like, for people to check out their interviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's looking like it's already 10 million views. The interview came out on Wednesday, so it's looking like he's going to surpass that. Mm-hmm. I did get a whole new respect for Soulja Boy. I think that we don't want to admit what he has done for the culture, but he has done a lot. Like, to think of the fact that he was spinning, that he has presented so many artists with us, that he has worked with a lot of artists who are popping now, who at one point did not get a co-sign from anybody but him, that he sold 15 million ringtones and 10 million singles with no industry backing whatsoever. The fact that, you know, people like Drake and Beyonce and all these other artists, you know, have paid homage and have somehow, I'm going to say bite his flow, but just was like giving respect. He made it seem like they was copying it and they didn't give credit where it was due. But I think as far as like with Drake, you know, well, with Beyonce she did have him listed as a writer on the Lemonade album. But as far as with Drake, I think it was more so he was just making light and, you know, having fun. I don't think he was realized, like, nobody has heard the Soulja Boy song, and I'm just going to steal, you know, how some artists do. But, it's time to, you know, stand up for Draco and, you know, give credit where it's due. You know, he is. I mean, he has accomplished a lot, which is incredible to think, like, he's been in this industry for 10 years, and, you know, and people have, for the most part, looked at him as a joke, and he's still here, you know? So I'm excited to see everything come from it. I think that him and this whole video game console thing is dope, and the fact that, you know, he's made $250,000 in sales in one day is incredible. The fact that he's a 28-year-old black man and still has $30 million net worth, I think is amazing. When a lot of his peers blew through the money and are signed to these ridiculous contracts. I thought Charlamagne's a little bit of a hater when he was saying, people say I got 10, 15 million. First of all, nigga, they say, yep, 10 million. So stop trying to boast yourself, man.
Wow, you love Charlamagne. That's interesting.
No, I love Charlamagne, but I just, stuff like that annoys the fuck out of me. Give credit where it's due. We know what the fuck net worth means. That means that overall, what you are worth, your assets, your properties, are this amount of money. We know that Soulja Boy does not have $30 million in his bank account, but that means he has homes, he has
right.
He has investments that are not liquid and some that are liquid that equal $30 million. You can't fucking hate on that. Like you can't. He is a 28-year-old black man who did it on his own.
Yeah, he did.
Like you can't. Like, you can't hate on that. Like, you got to give credit.
Girl, you stink, take a bath. Girl, you stink, take a bath. That was my shit.
You said what?
I said, girl, you stink, take a bath. That, crank that Soulja Boy, all of that. I mean, that was our shit. You know, we loved listening to all of that. So, I mean, I'm sure he's still getting views today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Oh, you know it. Especially with this interview, you know his streams went up right quick.
Oh,
you know, it was just really cool to see. And, you know, and I agree with, I was listening to Charlamagne on Brilliant in his podcast, and he was just like, sometimes you just got to remind motherfuckers, like, what you've done, because they won't necessarily give you the credit. And he's right. It wasn't on Bow Wow shit, because, I mean, to me, Bow Wow looked lame. You know what I'm saying? But to me,
who?
I feel like I feel like Bow Wow bragged about a past that was, like, made up a whole facade. Like, first of all, people wrote all your lyrics. Then they made everything for you. Like, you just seem ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, with Soulja Boy, like, Soulja Boy bust his ass. He came from nothing and made this name for himself. Like, you can't hate on that. And he has done everything that he's been saying that he did. It wasn't like, he may exaggerate, he may embellish, but he didn't lie. You know, so I'm just like, you gotta, you know, you can't hate on that at the end of the day. But that's it.
And that's it. And ultimately, you know, many people exaggerate. They say that they got this, but they really don't. You know, so it's like, why trip? You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, like Jim said, that's all. So we're going to get into some fun shit real quick, guys. And with that being said, let's move on to our questions of the day. Okay, guys, so Jen don't know what's going to happen in this situation here, but I have some fun questions for you, Jen. And I would like you to answer a few of them. So I have about 6 questions for you, and I'm going to go ahead and start with this one. Would you rather be known for your intelligence or your good looks? We all know that you ain't cute, so no, I'm just kidding.
definitely my intelligence. Definitely
okay.
My intelligence.
And why?
I mean,
and why is that?
That goes without saying. I mean, you can go a lot further, you know, with your brain and making some shit work and looking good. Don't get me wrong. Looking good can get you in the room, you know, but, I mean, what is that going to do besides, you know, somebody wifing you and, you know, and you just being somebody's, like, you know, good look thing, somebody next to them to, you know, compliment the deals or whatever it may have you and mm-hmm. getting flued out and all the, you know, unnecessary superficial shit. But as far as, like, what is real life important, of course, you should want to be known for your intelligence and what you can do, you know.
And I agree with you. I would personally rather be known for my intelligence than my good looks. I'm ugly as hell, so I would definitely rather be known for, you know, my brain. And I would rather be known for my brain and, you know, how I can help people ultimately, you know, the things that I can do for you and stuff like that. I want people to come to me like, I heard you've done this. How can you help me? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, bitch, let me show you what I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, intelligence
right.
is my goal as well. Next question for you, Jen. Would you rather stay in or go out for a date?
Stay in or go out for a date?
Yes. So would you rather stay in the house or would you rather go out for a date? Would you rather go out with Chris or would you rather stay in the house?
It depends.
Most
of the time because I mean, it depends because in my relationship, my partner is definitely, he'd rather go out more, in general more than I do, you know, so mm-hmm. I would rather probably stay home because I feel like we do enough as is, you know, so I'd rather just chill, you know, and cook dinner and watch a movie and, you know, have dessert and shit like that and drink some wine. but definitely once in a while, I do love to go out to dinner and try like a new spot or, you know, same old. It's like we have a couple spots here in the Triangle that we like to check out and that we go to often. But, yeah, once in a while, you know, once every couple of weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. But as far as
once a month, once every 6 months, as far as
on date night to stay home. You said what?
I just mocked you. Once a month, monthly, every 6 months, you know. But, yeah, I agree with you,
once,
too. You know, me
I said,
and you.
Like, I said once every couple of weeks, like 2-3 weeks, you know. Because we do enough shit. Like, it's always something, you know, that we got plans to do. So as far as, like, with just us two, I'd rather just chill.
Yeah. Jen, you know, my relationship and your relationship are pretty much parallel. You know, you already know I'm a homebody, you know what I'm saying? I got 3 fucking kids, so I'd rather stay in with, you know, some vodka and some damn lemon juice versus going out. But my husband, he's like, yeah, the kids aren't here. What do you want to do? And I'm like, sit down and do some clothes. And he's just like, yeah, no, let's get up and go out. And I'm just like, I don't want we done just wasted, you know, an hour and a half when I could have got the clothes done. And he's just like, why are you looking at life like that? And I'm like, because I can. You know, so ultimately, I'd rather also stay in too. But it is also nice to get out there, be shown around, you know, look cute, you know what I'm saying, and be ugly, ultimately. Look cute and be ugly, that's it. All right, next question for you, Jen. Would you rather Chris cook you a breakfast in bed or a candlelit dinner?
Definitely candlelit dinner.
Yeah. Okay, why?
I mean, my man can throw down, and he knows, like, what I like. So as far as, like, I'm usually more of, like, a breakfast cooker in general because it's easy to cook breakfast. So,
it
I mean, I would rather, like, make breakfast and, you know, and make mimosas and stuff like that and chocolate chip pancakes and cheese eggs, you know, but as far as the real life dinners and like what I actually enjoy, like my favorite foods,
that I necessarily am not confident in making, I would rather Chris make, you know. And he, Chris is very romantic, but he would go all out on it, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, personally for me, either or, you know what I'm saying? I could cook up a good dinner or a good breakfast as far as my husband goes. He can cook me a good breakfast. Like you said, Trent, it's very easy, in my opinion. You know, but he can also make, you know, some really good nachos. So, you know, if he's going to go ahead and put some nachos together, he might make the meat and be like, all right, meat done. Go make the nachos. You know what I'm saying? But either or for me is really good. I'm a breakfast person. I think that anybody who knows me knows that I prefer to have breakfast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I probably would prefer for, you know, my significant other to cook me breakfast in bed. All right, Jen, next question. Would you rather travel around the world or have a family?
I mean, if it came down to it and it was like either or, definitely have a family. But if for right now, I would want to travel around the world. I'm not ready for kids yet. You know, Pablo's enough. But like in the long run.
Pablo's enough. You're funny.
In the long run, in the long call, I want some chillings. I want some, you know, annoying children here all day.
Exactly, annoying. And because you haven't started yet, it's going to be a wrap. You're going to be like 37 years old with a 2-year-old, ugly as hell. Like, Angelica, what do I do? I'm like, shit, I don't know. My kids are grown now. They're like 10 years old. What the hell are you talking about? Right. You should have had them earlier.
But no, I'm okay. I want to make sure I'm definitely good at the part when I do have children. So I wouldn't mind, like, you know, having a nanny and I just being, not being like fun, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
Kim Kardashian.
Like, no, I mean, as far as like the waking up in the middle of the night to, you know, make bottles and stuff like that, I would rather have somebody on hand to do that. But as far as like, but as far as like just spending quality time and, you know, like all the looking at homework and, you know, stuff like that, then yeah. But as far as like, yeah, just like washing clothes and ironing the clothes and, you know, I would rather somebody to do that. Yeah.
Oh, you fancy. Oh, you fancy as hell. So
not yet. That's the goal. I would take like a good year off and not work. Like it would have to be
okay.
Either or, but it's like literally I wouldn't do nothing but be able to focus on children. So if I did have a child that woke me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like I gotta go to work in 4 hours.
You sound like me.
Right.
Ugly as hell, okay? So, because I don't have a choice, if I had a choice, would I rather have traveled around the world or have a family? Honestly, I don't know because I do have a family and I can't travel around the world right now. I think that it would have been nice to travel around the world and see different things. But because I do have a family, I know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? I am that ugly person that has to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, fixing bottles, you know, all that other fun shit. So, lack of sleep, unable to take off for a year because I'm broke as fuck. So those are interesting things, but it's really nice when you have a family, you know what I'm saying? To have the kids, you know, they're cute and their cheeks are all fat and stuff like that. So as far as me, I probably would just say, you know, because I am in the situation, just have a family, you know, because it could get frustrating at times, but it also is very, very fun. It's a part of my life because I definitely don't plan on having any more kids. It's a part of my life that I would never forget, you know, and as my kids are already getting older, you know, they'll be 6 months and like a week and a half. So it just goes past really quickly, and it's a beautiful thing. I have two more questions for you, Shen. This is the second to last one. Would you rather be proposed to in private or in front of friends and family?
Probably private.
And why is that?
I feel like with stuff like that, to me, it's not about, as far as like with love and marriage, to me, like, I mean, you know, I'm not like the huge, I'm not a PDA kind of person anyways, because I'm like, to me, I feel like all that stuff is done to show people what you have. And I feel like I don't care what people, how people feel about my relationship. I know how I feel about it. I know what I want, you know, in my relationship and hopefully marriage. So to me, it's important to me. I feel like, I mean, yeah, people care, but it's just like they don't care as much as I do about my relationship. So
why does
the whole world need to be there and see it, everything? Just know, yeah, like I got proposed to and that was it, you know.
Either or for me, I was proposed to when I was a child, when I was a teenager in private. It would have been nice, I feel like, if my friends and family was there, if it was something that was planned. But it wasn't, you know, and, you know, you came to my wedding and my family and stuff like that. So, I mean, the fact that everybody was there and stuff like that was really good, and it was nice. So I guess the proposal part of it wasn't really, you know, important like that. But it was really nice. It was sweet. And I know a whole lot of people who the question comes up, even with you and Chris, your engagement. Like, it was just fair at the moment, like, hey, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, let's have all your entire family here and let's plan this big-ass event and let's, you know, get engaged right here and there. It's kind of like, this is what I want to do. I bought this ring. You know what I'm saying? Let's get married. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it ultimately is, and I feel you when you say it in private, you know what I'm saying, for that purpose. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. It would have been nice, but I'm married now, so you know, doesn't matter. And, Jen, my last question for you. I have a game, and it's called Pick Your Poison, okay? So when you come here, because you'll be coming to Milwaukee, guys, in just a few months, me, you, and Chris, and Sam, and whoever else, are going to be playing this game. And so I have one more question for you. And these are dangerous questions. So would you rather get 3 tattoos of your mother's face surrounding your genitals, or, hold on, I'm picking another card. Give me 1 second. Have your skin be as flammable as gasoline.
Have your what?
Have your skin be as flammable as gasoline.
Definitely just have the mother penis. I wouldn't look at it, like, you know. I feel like nobody's really that great at tattoos for it to be like a clear sign that they're trying to make up a person, you know. So, but yeah, no, I can't do the skin. The flammable skin and risk dying every time I'm pumping gas and shit. Like, no.
I agree. That one is something I haven't seen before in this Pick Your Poison game. It's going to be definitely fun. I can't wait till you come. But other than that, Jen, we are going to go ahead and end the show for tonight. But before we end the show, do you have anything that you'd like to confess your love to this evening?
Yes, I would like to confess my love to mental health. I don't know if I shared this with you, Ms. Okay. Angela, but just last week I started therapy, and it's been going really
good.
Well, I signed up for this app called Talk Therapy. I'm learning a lot about myself, and when I went into the situation, I told myself that I was going to be completely honest. I don't want them to, like, with my therapist, and what she says is she appreciates the fact that I am so open and honest with her about everything. Like, I told her I was just going to tell her everything. Like, and I'm sure it's, like, to the point where it's just, like, stuff that I haven't even admitted, like, in my personal life to people. I mean, I can't think of anything, like, verbatim, but I just told her, I was just like, I'm not going to embellish nothing. I'm just going to be completely honest and, you know, not try to make person or not try to make this person look like the best or the worst person. I'm just going to completely talk about everything I have on my chest. And, you know, it's been working out. Like, they ask you questions because it is like an app. So it's basically just like texting. It's like having a friend that is completely unbiased
and that gives the best advice. Like, you know what I'm saying? That where it's
okay.
like, you know, they're not going to automatically side with you. You know, they're not going to automatically, you know, be ready. They're just going to completely, like, you know, because I told her something and she was just like, okay, well, you said you want to do this. I mean, but let's be realistic and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just like
okay.
stuff like that. Like, and I think it's so dope. They ask you questions about, like, what you prefer and, you know.
So is it like a video chat, Jen?
Yeah, you video chat, but it's, like, scheduled. I have had one. Because I call them, like, wellness checks, where basically they just want to see, like, how you feeling? Just talk to me. And it was just, like, but as far as, like, we haven't had, like, a live therapy session yet. Well, we're going to have one next week. But it's like we literally just message each other all day and just talking about, like, you know, and I just send her long texts. And it's like I text her from Monday to Friday. She don't respond. She only responds Monday to Friday. And then she was just like, you know, of the weekend, if there's anything you're feeling, like, just write that too. And she'll respond, you know, on Monday. So it's just like whatever, anytime I'm feeling something, whatever it is, I'm just like, and it's just like I'm texting you. Like, I just text a bunch of, like just, like, plenty stuff. And I just feel like I'm just, like, in a good space because it's like I went to Bible study. I've been, you know, trying to work out and everything.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
And potentially negative situations, I feel like, is better, you know. Because mental health is
Well, keep it
important.
Up.
You know?
Keep it up.
Thank you. Yeah, but yeah.
No, you don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You don't talk to me. You don't ask me for my advice. I'm just kidding.
I just like when it's like like that. I just like, but now it's just like, you know, I think when we going to where it's like somebody who's completely unbiased and not putting there and
yeah,
went
I
to
agree.
School for thing, I think it's like really dope because it's like even she said like she likes that. I kind of know what I'm aware of generally, like, everything already.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I am
mm-hmm.
honest about it and I'm open, you know, it's just like, so it's just, it's a unnecessary, like, barrier that we have to get past. So it's, I just want to pass, like, everything else saying. And be able to move forward and just become like a better person in all. So I'm excited about it.
That's
like,
really good. I'm happy for you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Honestly, Jen, you know, a lot of people when they go to therapy, they go into therapy lying about, you know, certain situations and this and that and the other. So the fact that you've been completely honest with her and letting her know what the deal is really, really good. And I'm happy for you. And I hope you continue to go and, you know what I'm saying, just work out, eat healthy, and get fine because in just a few months, you're going to be here and, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to be out doing this and that and the other, going on trips and stuff like that. So, yeah, get your shit together. Get your shit together, Jen.
<That's fine. laughs> But I would say just in general, I feel like everyone needs therapy. And, like, and I tell my partner this because he, you know, he's Southern. You know, a lot of times, like, Southern Black people – like, they just have this whole ideology of stuff, and it's just like that. It don't mean you crazy. It don't mean like nobody's trying to gang up on you about something. Like, but I feel like you need to have like an educated answer as to why you feel like it's okay to do this, this, and that. Well, you know that's not
yeah.
right. You know, so
yeah. Yeah.
I think, in my opinion, I feel like everyone needs therapy and should go to therapy. It's not like I'm big, like I'm about to lose it and go kill myself. And like, it's just like a
right,
just
right.
get yourself in the best position to do whatever that you set yourself out to accomplish. I feel like therapy is necessary. And it is called talk space. You know, it's not too, I mean, it's kind of pricey.
I've heard of it.
I, yeah.
Pricey
because
you rich. Because you rich. Because you rich, you got no kids, and you got a whole lot of money. Yeah, whatever.
I wish I was rich. I'm not at all. I'm not rich at all. Please do not listen to her. I'm broke as hell. Yeah.
Rob them, everybody. Let's rob Jen.
Right. You're going to have to think I got money for real.
I got $5.
Oh.
I swear, you want to look at my pocket?
All right, well, that's good. I'm really happy for you. Keep it up and, you know, hit me up here and there. Let me know what's good, what's going on with it. And I just want to confess my love to vacations. Plan on going on 2 vacations this year, and I'm super excited. You know, just trying to get shit together, and hopefully everything goes as planned. You know, other than that, pretty much all I have to say. Jeanne, is there anything else that you like to say before we go ahead and end the show for the evening?
No, ma'am. I think we shut it down. Yeah.
Shut it down. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us this evening. You all can expect to hear from us the last week of January because time is flying past so quickly. January 27th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama and send us your confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Vandrina.
And I'm your host, Jeanne Othello. And you are listening to the one and the only Confession Session. Good night, Mae.
Ooh, your voice didn't crack this time. Good night, Jeanne.
I know.